Cameron Taylor is Emory University's advocate in Washington. She says the university has been working closely with Georgia Senator Johnny Isakson and Congressman Tom Price to try to help reach a deal.
It's looking more and more like it will be something along the lines of a deal that is tied to Treasury rate plus a certain number of percentage points and a cap.
Taylor says that may be the best students can hope for at this point. There's little talk now of a rate anywhere below 4% beyond the next school year. At Morehouse College, Terrence Dixon says the administration's been in touch with the Georgia delegation on Capitol Hill, and that organizations such as the United Negro College Fund are advocating on behalf of Morehouse and other schools. Dixon's job as the Associate Vice President for Enrollment Management is to ready the students for what may come.
We are doing the things here at Morehouse to try to help educate our students about what's happening and to help them manage their academic course loads so that they are good stewards of the dollars that they're receiving to get to the point of completion at Morehouse.
Any bill the Senate passes will have to be reconciled with the House version. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.